Racing Festival of the South starts next Wednesday. Next Wednesday. It is hard to believe the live racing season is almost over. I'll probably say that every single time we have Jeff on until the end of the year finally arrives. But hard to believe. And saw Big Mac from Arkansas Car Stereo here. Of course, he is the sponsor for this particular segment. A window tint special at Arkansas Car Stereo on South University. Two windows, $50. You go full window tint job, front, back, sides. You get a $25 gift card to Arkansas Car Stereo. It's good through Arkansas Derby Saturday at Arkansas Car Stereo, where you get price, value, and warranty all from the pros at Arkansas Car Stereo. 5017 South University in the Rock, 501-562-0064.
With the sun coming out, window tinting is necessary.
It is.
I did that with mine. It changed my life.
It did?
It did. For the better.
Now, the key is, can you get that chair into your vehicle and drive around in it?
Sadly, I don't think it would fit. But if any of our sophisticates that listen to the buzz want to come down and buy this chair, I will get out of the chair and
will
let
you?
Them have it.
Yes. I think they can get that chair when they pull it from your cold, dead behind.
I will move to that chair,
okay.
But this is a good chair.
Well, this one doesn't rock, but it's also very patty. Sorry, Jeff. We digress.
Nope.
How are you?
Justin, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, man. I'm selling furniture. I got the pigskin interested in a fireplace and an outdoor pizza oven. I told him, you spend the dough, and I'll bring the dough.
I'll eat the dough.
There.
We got any tips on any horses today, money?
Oh, he has tips, my friend.
I want to hear some tips.
Tips galore. We've got races to talk about tomorrow as well on Oaklawn Race Day, about the weekend at Oaklawn. Also, of course, the big race out at Santa Anita. So it's going to be a fun weekend, Jeff.
Oaklawn's going to be crazy the next couple of days, isn't it?
Brother.
It's crazy.
Spectacular weather.
It
I had a blast at Oaklawn last week. I should go.
That was you were head to toe in corned beef.
That was fun.
It was fun. Racetrack's always fun, and it really is getting fun now. They, as we speak, are drawing the Fantasy Stakes, the first stakes race of the Racing Festival next Wednesday, the only Wednesday that we are to race this meeting. And, again, excitement's really starting to build. And, as you mentioned, a couple key three-year-old races around the country tomorrow, most notably the Santa Anita Derby. And we'll see, I'm sure, one of the favorites out of the Kentucky Derby come out of that particular race as we've seen the last couple of years. So, yeah, racing is always special, but in the springtime, it just takes it up a notch.
Yeah, and like we said, the weather should be good. We will be there next Wednesday. Speaking of the Fantasy Stakes, we'll be watching that, but we have the Arkansas Derby draw next Wednesday. We're going to do the show live down there for that, so that'll be a good time as well. That's always a cool thing as we find out which horses will be in which position for the big race on April 13th.
Yes, it's always SS. You've been doing that the last several years now, and it's kind of catchy. You know, you get down here and kind of get the early feel for the Arky Derby when they come out of the field box there when they draw post positions. And, yeah, it's great to have you guys down here, and it just adds to the excitement.
So do you have a favorite at this point? I mean, you have a pretty good feel for who's going to be in the Derby. Any? I know there are a couple horses that have done well this year but have not are not going to return for the Arkansas Derby, but who when you look at who you potentially think will be in the Arkansas Derby next week? Any horses that jump out at you?
Well, I'm most interested, Justin, as we touched a little bit about last week, War Academy, that fine-looking three-year-old of Bob Baffert, who just done little but dominate here in the three-year-old picture. I know he didn't win the Rebel this year, but that's been one of the few negatives that he's had the last 3 years with all his three-year-olds that he's brought in here. And he just looked the part to me of a legitimate Derby contender and winning out there in an allowance race a couple of weeks ago. And I think he's certainly going to be one of the favorites here in our Derby. Maybe not the favorite, but he's a big grand-looking gray and just looks the part of a racehorse as well. So I'm particularly interested in him. But right now the field's shaping up somewhere in the 10 to 12 horse range, and there'll be plenty to choose from, trust me.
All right, well, let's get to the card today. On a
okay,
beautiful...
well, it is gorgeous. It is gorgeous, unlike yesterday when the skies were still open. But for those on their way, I think we can expect a muddy racetrack to begin the day this afternoon. Hopefully we'll upgrade to good at some point. The racetrack had quite a bit of moisture on it this morning, as you'd expect. Not very good drying conditions overnight, but with the sun out and a little bit of wind, I think we'll have an improving strip. We open here this afternoon with some $25,000 Arky bred claimers, and I'm going to go to number 7, Kathleen, in this spot. Certainly a square price at 9 to 2 in the morning line. Kathleen reunited with Cliff Berry here today, and Cliff was on board for this one's only win. It came late in the meet last year, so the timing kind of about right. Distance, I'm not too thrilled about. I would prefer Kathleen return to a sprint distance, but back going 2 turns today, she exits Stakes Company, softer spot, and I think all those combined with that reunion with her favorite rider, Cliff Berry, points to a winning effort from number 7, Kathleen. Also going for a price in the second with number four, Love My Life. This one invades from the fairgrounds. We're going to see here in the last couple of weeks quite a few of these New Orleans horses coming up after that meet ended last week, and it's going to be interesting to see how they do. I think Love My Life is going to kind of lead that caravan with a good effort today. Significant class drop, much more realistic than the allowance race that Love My Life exits out of the fairgrounds, and that one was a tough trip for her, too. She had some trouble. So let's go with her double numbers, 7 and 4. We move now to the featured ninth race on the program, and it's kind of an interesting affair. Number 4, Ghostbuster, gets the nod here. An even fifth last out against slightly better company. Jeff Talley likes his horses today. That's the trainer of Ghostbuster. And another one in that 4-5-1 range that I think is going to run well. Calvin Burrell takes over the riding chores. Number 4, Ghostbuster, in our feature. The ninth race, our long shot comes back in the third of the afternoon. And it's a pretty good-looking affair here for 7,500 non-2s. Like number 6, Lenny Lorraine. This one comes to us from Delta Downs, where he's been going two turns. Sprint distance, all the key today. One previous start here locally for Lenny Lorraine, and it was incredible. Fifth-place performance against similar company here back in February. I think she does it one better today. Number 6, Lenny Lorraine, a nice 15-1 shot here as our Buzz long shot. Lay of the day.
I like that. Big Baby, I think you know what to do on the musical choices. There you go, my man. Time for the break. And whenever I ask the question, who are you going to call, the answer is almost always Big Baby, because he knows exactly what I'm looking for. There you go. Ghostbuster in the featured ninth. Calvin Burrell aboard. That's always a safe pick. And I ain't afraid of no ghosts, and I ain't afraid of no other horses if Calvin Burrell's riding.
Big Baby reminds me of Gozer.
Yes.
Oh.
He's Gozer.
Are you the key master?
The key master.
Hey, we got to get these two together. I think that would be a terrible idea.
I turned all into right. A dog.
He is so... Big Baby, you do have some Rick Moranis-like qualities about you. You're a lovable little creature, you are. Well, Muddy, I appreciate it. Look forward to being with you on our next-to-last show tomorrow, Oaklawn Race Day. Rolly Hoyt returns. As much fun as we had with Frank Miramonte, we will be back to the old A-team this week.
And the serious business of three-year-old preps as we get underway, certainly.
That's it. All right, Muddy, I appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Right,
we'll talk to you tomorrow.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, that's Jeff Muddy Taylor from Oaklawn. Again, 7-4 early daily double. Number 4 in the featured ninth, Ghostbuster. And number 6 in the third is the Buzz long shot play of the day. And those will all be posted to my Twitter account, at JustinAkery7, in mere moments, if they're not already, because Big Baby is just that efficient. I'm trying to think of a few more smart alecky Ghostbuster lines that pop out, but I think I'll keep them to myself, because the one that stands out to the most isn't appropriate for the air.
Never cross the streams.
That's it. You never cross the streams. Let's send this prehistoric bee. Okay, forget it. We'll move on. We'll be back. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.